Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, and I'm here with Wang Xiaoshao for So Long, My Son, at the 69th Berlin Film Festival. So Wang, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Maybe you could just start by telling us why this story for this film. What was your inspiration?
For people of my age, it's a common experience to have gone through the enormous changes that China has gone through since the 1960s. And as a director, one of your foremost responsibilities is to follow the changes that have occurred and get a real feel for them. One of those enormous changes is the one-child policy, as it's known in China, which has had an enormous impact on Chinese families, and it's been a very particular era in that respect. But it's obviously unrepresentative if you just focus on the one-child policy, given the enormity of the changes that have happened over the last 3 to 4 decades in China as a country and as a society. So I've tried to bring together the traces of as many of these changes as possible.
And maybe you can just talk me through how you decided on your cast, and particularly how you worked with Wang Jingchun and Yong Mai to elicit these extremely empathetic performances.
Well, I
happen to be friends with both of them, but I'm also highly appreciative of their talent as actors. I just feel that they haven't always been cast in the right role to give full vent to that talent. The particular requirements of these roles were to play the same character going back to when they were in their 20s and then right forward to their 60s. And we had to find people who were suitable for doing that, to use, among other things, prosthetic makeup in order to make them much, much younger and then make them much, much older. Wang Jingchun in particular has been very suited for that because, you know, he in a way hasn't changed very much in his appearance all the way through. I'm also a big fan of his talent as an actor.
And it doesn't take a chronological timeline, and it spans an epic 3 decades of history. You use a particular style, lots of handheld camera work, very naturalistic. So maybe you can talk me through a bit your filmmaking style and how you managed to make this sort of very epic tale all thread together.
One of the biggest difficulties in filming something like this in China is that when you want to go back to the past, a lot of things from the past have simply been lost or destroyed. And so if you want to find settings where you're showing the China of yesteryear, it's now extremely difficult. Of course, we found ways to deal with that. We found certain old places and old buildings which were suitable as locations. What we have been trying to do overall in this film is, in the case of each decade that appears on screen, to make it feel as natural as possible, to make the audience feel that all of this is actually happening rather than noticing any particular cinematographic technique being used. So that's what we've tried to make happen.
You take China's economic history as your backdrop, but you very much tell us a very human tale, and you deal with grief, with trauma, but there's also a sense of hope. So what do you think the themes are for you, and what do you hope people will take away from your film?
After watching it, I and my cast members all felt that it's not even a film. This is our life that's happening there on the screen. In each era that you see on the screen, all the details, everything that happens, seems to be alive. And that's something that hopefully will help the audience to understand the way people have been inside in China, no matter whether it lasts for 2 hours, 3, 4, even 5 hours on screen. The main characters in the film do end the film still alive, and that also leads a Chinese viewer to think that this could be my older sister, older brother, these could be my parents, and they're still out there looking for ways to keep going, looking for hope.
You've had a long history with Berlin Film Festival, not least your accolades for Beijing Bicycle and In Love We Trust. So how does it feel to have your film back here at the Berlin Film Festival? And why do you see this as an important one in the broader cinema landscape?
做这个片子到做完，其实我们不知道这个片子会去哪个电影节。
All through the process of working on this film and producing it, we weren't sure whether it would end up on the screens of this or that film festival, because we didn't have a fixed idea of how much time it would end up taking due to the technical challenges involved. There were certain effects that had to be added by computer, and there were others which had to be achieved by the use of prosthetic makeup. So we decided that we would just keep going until we had got it all right. And then, well, it goes where it goes. And the fact that it has now come to the Berlinale, I think that this has been its fate.
And one film did actually have to get pulled from the programme due to not being able to pass the red tape, let's say, in China. So do you see that as an ongoing issue for Chinese filmmakers, and do you have any reflections on that incident?
Well,
I have been concentrating on preparations for screening my own film at the Berlinale, so I'm not familiar with too much of the detail of what happened with Zhang Yimou's film. Of course, I was very surprised by what happened, and I'm very sorry for him with what happened, just like the organizers of the Berlinale are. In particular, it's a great pity that this happened very much at the last minute, but I'm not aware of the details of the matter, and I think it wouldn't be right to speculate.
And can you quickly tell us what your next project might be, and if you're already working on something?
An upcoming project is to work with people in Canada on a film adaptation of an Alice Munro story.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that with us, and congratulations on the wonderful film, and best of luck with it here at the Berlinale and in future. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.